So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, kol karbonas hatzibur v'hayachad boim min ha'aretz v'mechutz la'aretz. All menachas, whether communal or of that of an individual, can be brought from wheat that grew in Eretz Yisrael or even outside Eretz Yisrael. And min ha'chadosh u'min ha'yashan, the milchi can be brought from the new wheat of the current year or even from the old wheat of the previous year. Chutz min ha'omer v'shtei ha'lechem v'she'enin boim ela min ha'chadosh u'min ha'aretz. With the exception of the milchas ha'omer v'shtei ha'lechem, that must come only from the new barley wheat and only from that which grew in Eretz Yisrael. And if they were from Yashin or from Chutz La'aretz, the mincha is pasul. B'kulan einam boin ela min ha'mufcher. All menachas must come from the superior wheat. Ve'zehu mufcher shalahem. Machnes v'zatcha alfa l'asaylus. Shni lehen afarayim v'bika. The wheat from the area of Machnes and Zatcha were grade A, most superior, and they were the first choice of the flour of menachas. And the wheat in afarayim was second choice. Kal ha'aratzis ha'i kasheris el mikan ha'i mevin. All places were kosher, but they preferred to bring the mincha from these places because the wheat, they were superior. The Gemara cites a brayse that disagrees with our Mishnah and holds Oimer habam and ayashin kasher, shtei halechem abayis min ayashin kasheris, ela shechisa mitzvah. But the yevet, if the minchas oimer or shtei halechem were brought from the old wheat of the previous year, the mincha is kasher, but the mitzvah was not fulfilled properly. And the Gemara explains the machlekes as follows: our Mishnah holds Oimer shtei halechem and achadish pasul, because the pasuk of Oimer states vaveisim es Oimer reishis kitzircha, and the pasuk of shtei halechem states karban reishis takrivo oisim al Hashem. The word reishis indicates that the mincha must come only from the new wheat and not from the old wheat. While the braisa holds, Oimer shtei halechem in achadish kasher, because the pasuk of Oimer states, takrev es minchas bikarecha. The word takrev implies mikom mokim, that the Oimer may come from any wheat, mafilim and aliyah, even from yashin that was stored in a loft. And the pasuk of shtei halechem states, mimoshe v'seichem taviu. The word taviu implies mikom mokim, mafilim and aliyah. And the above mentioned words reishis, that do indicate that it comes from chadish, are only lemitzvah, that is leketchila, but chadish is not ma'akev, it's not mandatory. And the pasuk v'kravtem mincha chadasha comes to teach shtei chadash l'chal menachis. The shtei alechem must precede all menachis that are brought from chadash, but the shtei alechem itself may come even from yashin. The Gemara continues, however, that both the Mishnah and Brisa agree to the other halacha of Eimer v'shtei alechem ein ba'am mechutz la'aretz. The minchas Eimer and shtei alechem may not be brought from barley or wheat that grew outside Eretz Yisrael, because the pasuk of Eimer states ki sevayu ala aretz, and the pasuk of shtei alechem states mimishveseichem teviu mimishveseichem olay min chutz la'aretz. The Gemara cites a brayse in which Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Oimer ba mechutz la'aretz. The minchas ha'omer may come even from barley of chutz la'aretz because he holds, chadash b'chutz la'aretz dai raisi. The isra of chadash not to eat from the new grain before the Oimer applies even the chutz la'aretz. Because the pasuk of chadash states, b'lechem makali v'charmel, lo'yisoych lo'ad etzem ha'yem ha'zeh v'goymer, chukas oilem l'dai reseichem b'chol mesh v'seichem. B'chol mesh v'seichem indicates, kamakam shatam yesh v'mashma. The mitzvah applies everywhere, even the chutz la'aretz. And accordingly, we must say that the preceding pasuk of ki sevayu la'aretz does not exclude chutz la'aretz, but rather teaches zman biyahi shloin eschayv abo'imer kaidim shenichnasu la'aretz. The mitzvah of Oimer and Chadash only begins after the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, v'kivin da'i ra'isehi, akruvin amim akruvin. Since the Yisrael Chadash also applies in chutz la'aretz, the Oimer may also come from chutz la'aretz. The Gemara proceeds with the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim. Those who guard the grain growing during Shemitah to be used for the Oimer or Shtei HaLechem are paid from the communal funds of the collected Shkolim. The Gemara asks, how can the Oimer be brought from Shemitah grain? The pasuk regarding Shemitah says, V'hisa Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem La'achla. The word La'achla means La'achla B'loy L'sreifa. Produce of Shemitah is only permitted to be eaten, while in the Minchas Ha'aymer, the Kaimitz is burned on the Mizbech. And although the pasuk of Oimer states l'dei reseichem, the Oimer must be brought every year, even during Shemitah, however, they can bring the Oimer from Yashin, from grain of the previous year. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah Shkalm concurs with our Mishnah that holds Oimer min Yashin pasul. Therefore, that's not an option. And there's a machlekes in the source for Oimer min Yashin pasul. B'yechanan says, because the pasuk of Oimer states, karmel takav es minchas bikarecha, be'ina karmel b'shas hakrav avaleka. The barley must be fresh and moist at the time of the akravas Oimer, which excludes Yashin, which is dry. And Rabbi Elazar says, because the pasuk of Oimer states, "Reishis kitzirchem, v'loy seif kitzircha," the first of the harvest and not the last of the harvest. The Gemara proceeds with a Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim. Ein mevin bikurim chutz mishibas aminim, v'loy mitzmarim shabaharim v'loy mipeirish shabamakim. The bikurim comes only from the seven species of fruit and only from fruits that grow in the best possible places. Therefore, we do not bring bikurim from dates that grow on the mountains or from grain that grows in the valley. Ula adds, Imhevi loy kiddush. If one did bring bikurim from those places, the fruits do not become kaddish. And then more questions Ula from the following braisa that discuss the halacha of shtei alechem. Kedemes l'chal menachas shel chitin. The shtei alechem comes before all similar menachas from the new wheat, because the pasuk states, Bakrivchem mincha chadash l'Hashem b'shavuos seichem. And kedemis l'shal sa'ir, the shtei halachim also comes before menachas of new barley, because the word chadash is repeated twice. And im ein inyan l'chadash shal chitin, tenei in l'chadash shal sa'ir. And kedemis l'bikurim, the shtei halachim also comes before all the bikurim fruits, because regarding chitim, the pasuk states, v'chag shavuos tas l'cha bikuri ketzir chitim. The shtei halachim that is brought on Shavuos shall precede the wheat of bikurim. And regarding Sa'arim, the Pasuk states, V'chaga katsa bikur masecha asher tisa basada, the shtei halachim shall precede all crops that grow in the fields. And kedemes l'nesachim u'peris ha'ilon. The shtei halachim also comes before the nesachim of wine and the bikurim fruits that grow on trees, because the same Pasuk repeats the word masecha twice. First regarding Shavuos, V'chaga katsa bikur masecha asher tisa basada, and then regarding Sukkos, V'chaga asa b'tzei sashana ba'asbuchas masecha manasada. Ma'alahal nesachim u'peris ha'ilon, afkan nesachim u'peris ha'ilon. Just like regarding Sukkos, the word Masech includes all fruits, since it's the end of the season. So it's regarding Shavuos, the word Masech includes all fruits, even those that grow on trees. And Minayin l'Rabbi Sheba Gag, v'Sheba Churv, v'Sheba Otzad, v'Sheba Sfina. The Shtei Halachim comes before the Bikurim that grew even on the rooftops, or in the ruins of a building, or in a flower pot, or on a boat. Because the Pasuk states, Bikuri kol asha ba'artzam. The Gemara concludes and asks, K'tani miya, Sheba Gag, v'Sheba Churv, v'Sheba Otzad, v'Sheba Sfina. The Bryce implies that the Bikurim are brought even from inferior places, and this contradicts Pula's previous statement that Imhevi, like Kiddush. The Gemara answers that the Bryce's ending refers only to Menachas and teaches that the Shtei Halachim must come before Menachas that grew in these inferior places. The Gemara proceeds that Ula's halacha of Imhevi, like Kiddush is actually a machlokes. Rabbi Yechon agrees that Imhevi, like Kiddush, Bikurim brought from inferior places do not become Kaddish, because the Pasuk states, V'lekachta mereshes kol pri adam asher tovim me'artzecha. The word mereshes excludes mereshes v'lo kol reshes. Bikurim is only from the shivas aminim and not from all fruits. And me'artzecha v'lo kol artzecha. Bikurim is only from the fruits of the superior places, but not from inferior places. While Rish Lakish holds him heavy Kiddish, Bikurim brought from inferior places does become Kaddish, because nasa kekachosh bekadshim. It's like one who consecrates a weak animal for a carbon, which does become Kaddish. The Gemara proceeds with two contradicting brises. One brise says, Shebegag, v'shebechurva, shebeatzitz, v'shebesesvina, mevi v'kaira. One who brought Bikurim from inferior places recites the Pesukim of Bikurim. While the other brise says, mevi v'inakaira. One who brought Bikurim from inferior places does not recite the Pesukim. The Gemara explains that according to Rish Lakish, who holds imhevi kasher, there's no contradiction. The first brisa that holds mevi v'kaira refers to places that are considered artzecha, the actual ground, such as Gag de Ma'ara, the roof of a cave, Churva Avuda, ruins that were plowed as a field, Atzis Nukuva, a flower pot with a hole that can draw nourishment from the ground, and Sfina Shalcharis, a boat made of earthenware. While the second brisa that holds mevi v'inakaira refers to places that are not considered artzecha, such as Gag de Ba'is, the roof of a house, Churva She'in Avuda, ruins that were not plowed, Atzach in Nukuva, a flower pot with no hole, and Svina Shalates, a boat made of wood. However, according to Rabbi Yechon, who holds Imhevi Loikidish, we must say that the two brises are Machlokes Tanaim, as we find the third brise that differentiates and holds Shebegag, Shebechurva, Mevi Vikar, Shebeatzach, Shebesvina, Ein Mevi, Kol Iker.